If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
In a team dynamic where you're playing 5-on-5, you're locked on to what you can provide to the team a lot of the time, or what other teams are doing globally. You very rarely do you get the chance to be creative and to think outside of the box as to what the answers might be to certain champion matchups. And champion matchups are very valuable in one versus one, and it's also very valuable in a team environment, so I think it can carry on.
Hey there, Mitch Lowe here from PixelSift. It's a dream for many to play games professionally, but that's not the only job when it comes to professional gaming. Chris Lee is an esports coach and talent scout with the Chiefs Esports Club. He's one of the people that finds those budding newcomers and trains them to be the next big thing. But you might be asking yourself, how do you become an esports coach and exactly what do they do? Well, I'll let him explain.
I got an esports due to coaching being a hobby of mine, which turned into a passion, and through a natural transition starting 2020. Chiefs Esports Club Academy is the essential school or academy program for the main team, and it gives them the values, the skills necessary to compete at a higher level. It is what allows players to take that next step in becoming someone in becoming just a talented player that plays for fun and become an actual professional, right? Treat it like a job. That's our main goal with Chiefs Esports Academy. To use myself as an example, earlier on you asked how I got into esports, and I didn't really consider someone to be in esports unless you're working full-time or at least part-time at that job. So unless it's an actual job, I don't really consider you to be in esports. It is a volunteer job. And it is a hobby if you're not doing it full time. And that's how it started for me. Personally, I would say just pursue your passion, work hard. It's all the cliche things. Work hard, make connections and talk to people, network. It's like any other job or workplace or industry. And eventually you'll get there. For me, it definitely started off as a hobby. I got very lucky and I got to coach the person that made League of Legends, Mark Merrill, in 2018. And then that grew into, hey, do you want to take over my academy program? Because they just realized there was this guy that was super passionate about the game. I wasn't getting paid for it. And then that eventually leads to your dreams. I think everything is about take one step at a time. And when you feel like you're taking a step back, just realize if you keep working hard, you can take two steps forward.
What about a person makes you say, hey, this person's ready for the professional scene?
I would say, for League of Legends specifically, it would be a combination of their attitude, their drive, as well as their individual skill that they've displayed in solo queue. And you can see the leaderboards because it's public. It's a ranking leaderboard. So I would say if you're top 30, top 40, top 30, you're pretty much ready to take that step in becoming a professional.
And what sort of person stands out when you're scouting new talent for your program?
I think this is also League of Legends specific. I would say the first big thing I look for is mechanics, just natural talent and ability. So to give you an analogy, or to give you like a comparison, mechanics is like height in basketball. It's a natural advantage. A lot of it can't be taught. For example, reaction speed, accuracy with the mouse, and things like general multitasking ability, right? These things can't be taught. And so that's the first thing I would look for. And the second thing I would look for is just general attitude and how can I mold this player into someone that can work in a team environment. Anything else about the game in terms of macro, so the general strategy side of things, or anything in depth that comes with pro play can be taught, but I don't think the talent aspect can be taught. So that's the first thing I would look for.
And are things like gender diversity important to the Chiefs?
Well, my viewpoint is I like to treat everyone equally. So I think putting a priority on gender diversity in terms of encouraging, you know, female players that have that natural talent or have the want to go pro, I would love for more females to get involved. I would love to encourage everyone essentially to sign up and showcase their talent. But as for the actual selection process, it'll be purely based off your skill. Right, so how talented are you at this video game? And that is my priority, as obviously Chiefs' goal is to win, and we want to create championship rosters, and we want to create championship academy rosters.
How will you ensure that a positive environment for those who are taking part in the program, especially considering that public cues and voice comms and can be filled with harassment and offensive language?
I have absolutely zero tolerance for abusive environments. I encourage that teammates go ahead and give criticism to their teammates if they're playing on the same team, but never in a way that I deem unproductive. For League of Legends or any esports to be taken seriously, I think people need to take the step to realize that this is a professional environment and it can't be different from anywhere else in the workplace. If playing a game online is your excuse to be a bigot or your excuse to be out of line with people around you, then you're definitely not welcome in any of the teams that I coach personally. And how I would foster that is just, as I said, drill that professional mentality. Would you be doing the same thing if you're working in any other workplace? Would you be speaking to your colleagues like this? And just understand that these are steps for not only our industry, being esports, to be more taken seriously, our team to be more taken seriously, but if they want to work in esports, if they want to be regarded as professionals, you want the whole industry to be regarded as a professional, upcoming the workplace, right? As you want to be taken seriously, not just in the workplace, but people, you want your entire job to be taken seriously. So I think definitely very important.
And what are you hoping to see out of a 1v1 tourney that you might not see in other matches? Like, what does 1v1 competition really bring out in players that maybe a team dynamic might not?
I think creativity. In a team dynamic where you're playing 5-on-5, you're locked on to what you can provide to the team a lot of the time, or what other teams are doing globally. You take a combination of an imitation approach or a adjustment approach, where you adjust to what the team needs or you copy what the top teams do. Very rarely do you get the chance, especially if you're competing in a weaker region like Oceania. You very rarely do you get the chance to be creative and to think outside of the box as to what the answers might be to certain champion matchups. And champion matchups are very valuable in one versus one, and it's also very valuable in a team environment, so I think it can carry on.
That's Chris Lee from the Chiefs Esports Club. He'll be coaching the Australian winner of the 1v1 League of Legends tournament, Red Bull Solo Queue, as they take on the world at the next stage of the competition. The song you are listening to is called Flute of the Traveler by Harris Heller. You can find a written version of the story on the Pixel Civ website, that's pixelciv.com.au, where you'll also find articles, podcasts, videos, and more. If you like this, why not subscribe for free to Pixel Sift on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, so you can get every episode as soon as it comes out. My name is Mitch Lowe, and this is Pixel Sift. And as always, thank you for listening.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator Hironobu Sakaguchi made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. At sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1-month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.